Blog Talk Radio.
The arrow's dead. Couldn't be that person even if I wanted to be. And I don't want to be.
This is so cool!
Oliver walked away.
The ghost, they're like nothing we've ever seen before. Well trained, well armed. We need the arrow.
You don't know who I am, do you? I'm Damian Dark. So you're all fretting about this city dying. I'm here on behalf of an organization that wants you to let it die.
This town started going to crap the moment you put on that hood. You brought madness into all our lives, and the monster you were inspired monsters.
I respect order and discipline. All you represent is anarchy.
You've certainly chosen an unusual hobby, Mr.
Even when we're out there, we are not out there together.
You both almost got killed tonight because you didn't have each other's back.
I don't know what's happening now, but it is not in my job descriptions.
Ready!
When people go in the pit, they don't come out the same.
You can't be the arrow. He died. So who are you?
You're about to find out.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast.
Since when are you such a badass?
Where we will be talking about the candidate on this episode 2, season 4 of Arrow. Or should I say Green Arrow? Wonder why they didn't change the show name.
The Arrow's dead.
To Green Arrow. Interesting, right?
Couldn't.
All right. So let's see. We are live right now. Please call in at 914-338-1036. We're going to be talking about the episode that aired last night on Arrow, The Candidate, and of course another candidate for the mayor office as another city in the DCU on TV that does not have a mayor, including Gotham. Kind of cool how all these cities are just falling apart without their proper leadership. So it's going to see how that unfolds. Call in. We're live right now at 914-338-1036. Let's go to the phones from area code 239. Who is this?
I think I'm going to run for mayor. My name is Oliver Queen.
You should.
Matt from Florida.
Nice.
Hey. What's up,
so,
man?
Pretty
wow.
Cool episode, right?
Yeah. What's up, man? It was a crazy episode. The scenes with Thea. Man, she is becoming a crazy man.
Yeah, I love
intense.
That fight in the arrow cave. That was kind of cool, you know, seeing siblings
when
go at it.
The full-on Watchtower's arrow cave. Man, that part's going to be awesome in this season.
Yeah.
I saw the first picture.
All right, we have a new caller from area code 469. Who is this?
Hey, it's Green Arrow Joe.
Hey, Green Arrow Joe. How's it going?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good. What a good
Sweet.
Episode. I really enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
except
me too.
For, I don't want to say it because it is the name of the episode, The Candidate, but that
uh-huh.
whole mayor storyline was just like, why? Why are we going
yeah,
through this?
Yeah.
That was
why,
like
yeah.
a mainstream episode
time?
For me because it kind of said, no, don't move whatever is going on forward. Take a step back and protect me and my daughter. You know, and I'm like,
it's
what's
like,
going on here? So
like
that's how I felt. But overall, it was still fun for me.
It's like every time we have a scene like this in one of these superhero shows, somebody comes in and tries to shoot the place up or tries to
yep.
take it down. And I'm just sick of that. I'm just sick of that whole thing.
Me too.
It
seems like
always,
happy for
always
Oliver.
The way. I know what you mean. It's like it's so always rehearsed, too. It's just like,
yeah.
okay. We know what's going to happen. Something's going to happen
yeah.
backstage. And
yeah. Mm-hmm. Always.
It was a great
Always.
Episode.
All right, cool. So let's give, on a rating scale of arrows, how many do you give it out
oh,
of five?
Good.
Let's go to you, Matt from Florida, The Candidate.
5 out of 5, but still
five
I have
five out of
five
arrows, and tell us why.
Great episode. I love the scenes with Thea getting the effects of the Lazarus Pit, telling Laurel about it, and why the hell did they dig up Sarah's grave?
She wasn't even decomposed either.
No, yeah, it's kind of freaky, right?
Yeah, but a great way to set up Legends of Tomorrow. Can't wait for next week's episode to finally see what happened after the event when Malcolm became Ra's al Ghul.
Yes.
I can't
wait
for that, finally.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Let's also go to Joe from Krypton. On a rating scale of Arrows, how many do you give it?
Well, on this show, I'm referred to as Green Arrow Joe, but...
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm teasing.
Thanks for correcting me, sir.
That's all right. No, I give it a solid 4 arrows out of 5 arrows. It was really good. That's really high.
Okay.
And
okay.
I give it
yeah,
four
I think
because...
I would give it the same. Yeah, just like you. Tell us why, sir.
Oh, I give it a 4 because it wasn't necessarily really exciting episode, but I thought it had a good storyline and I thoroughly enjoyed it. So that's why I gave it a 4 out of 5.
I thought it was great because I loved the opening scene with the action and then
that opening scene when the Black Canary is jumping
goes,
and then the arrow shoots a wire and she grabs the wire and then flies down.
Man,
I was like, what is this? Am I watching a movie here or what?
Laurel's really coming to her own. Like, she's really developed her skills.
Yeah, and
she's
really dropped the wig too.
Yeah,
and then with the humor with Oliver and Felicity as he's talking to her through his comm, and she goes, "I would want a code name."
Yeah.
How crazy
would
that be?
I love that.
Yeah, I'm like Oracle, hello, something.
Yeah,
I love that they can joke around now, and Oliver doesn't get all he's not such a tight ass anymore like he used to be in the other season.
He's more of a smile now, which is great.
Yeah, that's great, dude. I love it.
And
I
then we finally
so
get our
point.
Look at the guy
then,
who's.
But here's my thing, and it always kills me. Okay, we see Black Canary; she's now part of the League. But why can't we hear her use her powers? Do you think they don't want to oversaturate her using her powers? But if that's her thing, you're going to see it almost every single time you see her because that's her power.
I have a theory about
that. Like saying, the Flash can run all the time. I'm like, well, no, that's the Flash.
Maybe,
that's his power.
Maybe when she goes back to Nanda Parbat with Thea, she'll develop some powers over there. Who knows?
Or she'll get put into the Lazarus Pit with Sarah, and
I didn't mean her power. I mean the voice box that Sisko made her. Remember?
Oh yeah, okay.
That's what I meant. I'm sorry,
not her
like natural powers, but the voice box.
Okay.
She doesn't even use that.
Yes,
I don't
she
know
did.
Why.
Back
that is weird.
If that's your weapon
of
choice
of
as to like this represents me, wouldn't you want to use it almost every single time to like? Fear the Black Canary?
Yeah. Yep.
That's my only hinge on this. And I don't know what the creative is on this, on the reasons why they don't want to use it. And I understand if they say, we don't want to oversaturate just using that weapon every single time you see her. I understand that. But when was the last time we saw her was when Sisko made it on the Flash.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we haven't even seen it. I mean, I don't know. I think we did see it once. How many times do you guys think we saw it on Arrow so far?
Only one,
like two or three?
I think I was going to say one or two at the most.
Yeah, maybe two. Probably two times.
Yeah. But I'm like, that's her thing. Use it. Or at least every other episode or something.
Yeah.
And why isn't she wearing the wig?
Hey, guys, but we were all right. We all had the same theory that how they were going to bring Sarah back, and we all said Lazarus Pit last season, and it's true.
Yep.
It is Lazarus Pit.
Yep, it is, and here we are. Isn't that great?
Yep.
That's awesome.
And I hope Malcolm is not so crazy
You know he will. He's going to be fucking hard ass to the girls as soon as they show up. He's like, well, what's going on here?
Laurel's going to call Oliver on her phone, say,
yeah. Do you think Thea will get a hint and say, like, well, why can't we bring back Mom then? And then she'll dig her up and then bring back Mom.
Yeah, ooh. Or then why can't we bring back Tommy?
Yeah, everybody. Yeah, everybody.
Bring back Tommy.
Yeah,
bring the whole crew
but
back.
One guy I do, and what's with these crazy island flashbacks? Damn, I'm so enjoying the flashbacks better than last season. I hated
yeah,
the Hong
these
Kong
are more interesting now that
season.
He's converted
back on the
into
island.
On the island.
Yeah,
and they could cut his hair too.
He's got two more years on that island because this is year number three.
Yeah.
No, is it year number three or four?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's year number three.
But still, great episode. I enjoyed it. And plus, we got to look at the guy who's going to become Mr. Terrific.
Yes, Mr. Terrific.
Mr.
Made
Terrific,
an appearance
Michael Holt.
Today's.
Well, they called him Curtis Holt.
In last night's
right?
episode. The what?
Who is Mr. Terrific?
Are they calling him
Terrific?
Curtis Holt in this, or are they using his comic book name, Michael Holt?
Let me see. I'm going to read you guys the description of the show, and let's see if it pops up.
You're a big
the
Mr.
The team
Terrific
takes
fan,
out another ghost operation, but Diggle feels like it's not enough, and Oliver continues to worry about Thea's excessive aggression when taking out criminals. Meanwhile, Queen family friend Jessica Danforth puts a bid as the city's new mayor. During her announcement, she is attacked by Lonnie Machin, an anarchist for hire, working for Dark, while trying to locate Machine. Is it Machine or McKine?
What name are you saying? Say it again.
It says, while trying to locate McKine, Thea's aggression behavior seriously injures a witness, which forces Oliver to reveal to her about Malcolm Morland giving him the info that he put Thea in the Lazarus Pit. The team goes after McKine and successfully stops him, but Thea again goes too far and sets McKine on fire in the process.
Oh, you're talking about Lonnie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thea did it. Thea did it. She was a badass there. I mean, she went completely psycho.
And then later, McKine. I've been saying McKine this whole time.
I don't even know how to say his last name.
Machin, I'm going to just say it's M-A-C-H-I-N. Come on, guys.
M-A-C-H-I-N. That's McKine, I think. McKine,
okay. I'm just going to say
McKine.
All right, escaped police custody, and they're out to the hospital. Laurel decides to take back Thea to Nandapart to find a way to stop aggression, while Laurel wants to bring Sarah's body to the pit. Meanwhile, Oliver decides to run for mayor after Jessica backs out of the race. I'm like, you can tell when that scene happened, Felicity's face was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Oliver wants to run for mayor.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember
believe
what your mom went through, what everyone went
through?
Yeah,
everybody, you just went through this with someone else.
Yeah.
We have a new caller from error code 646. Who is this?
What's up? It's me, Moodle World. What's up? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Moodle World? How's it going?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Did you watch last night's Arrow, the candidate?
Yeah, I actually did. It's funny because, like, I don't know, for some reason, Arrow is the only, like, CW DC show that I kind of, it's like sporadic, off and on. Like, I watch Flash religiously. I watch everything else, but Arrow is like, I watched the first season, didn't care for the second season, watched some of the third season. The whole finale for the third season was garbage, and now I'm like, I thought it was dark.
You got a hate-love relationship with Arrow, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
What's her face again? I'm so sick of her. The whole shift that they do with Arrow and Felicity. Oh, my God, I'm so sick of that crap. The Felicity crap. She's so annoying. She's like Chloe 3.0 or something. It's annoying already. Like, God.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But she's a good upgrade, though. Better than Chloe, right?
She's
yeah,
hotter,
Chloe
she's
so annoying.
She was way hotter.
She could be annoying all she wants with me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, let me just finish here. Meanwhile, Oliver decides to run for mayor. Okay, now, like I said, before Movie World joined us, I said the way Felicity looked at us, or kind of like was like looking at him right after he said that, she was just like, are you effing serious? Really? Really? And that's how I felt too. I'm like, really? I was like screaming at the TV. I'm like, really? You're going to go do that? Let's go around the room. Do you think Oliver is making a wise decision to run for mayor? And what do you think his motive is? Because you know Oliver wouldn't just do it on a whim. Let's go to you, Matt from Florida.
I don't think it's a wise choice, but because it is going to call out Damien Dark, or could even call out Slade to escape the island. Because Slade could come back this season and come back and kill Oliver, because when his mom ran for mayor, Slade killed his mom so Sebastian could become mayor. So I don't think
right.
it's a good idea.
Does he have any ties to Damien Dark, though? I don't think, like he did with Sebastian Stan.
Yeah, I don't think
no,
so either.
I would love to see Slade come back for a few episodes at least.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love seeing him back in season 3.
Yeah, that
return was one of my favorite
here
episodes.
Here recently, the actor got arrested.
Manny
Burke?
Yeah, for being drunk.
Oh,
drunk
shit. No, I didn't know about that.
Slade?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow. That's
oh,
awesome.
Wow.
He's a good.
But,
that guy's.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's that new
yeah.
series. TV series, the Shannara Chronicles or whatever, he's in that.
Okay, let's
like
go to you, Joe Greenland, Green Arrow Joe.
I think it is a wise decision, dude. I think he like Captain Lance told him, we need somebody that can inspire hope and bring the light, and that's what he's trying to do now in a different way besides using the Arrow persona. You know, he's trying to inspire hope.
I don't know,
so,
man.
I think
I'm like,
I
there goes
a
big bullseye target.
I really think he could pull it off, dude. He's ran for mayor in the comics before.
Yeah.
While he was still the Green Arrow. So I think he can pull it off. I really do.
Interesting. All right, let's go to you, Movie World. What do you think?
Yeah.
Is it a wise decision for Oliver to run for mayor?
I was going to say, yeah, they're following the comic book storyline where he did that. So, I mean, I guess they're going by that. I guess maybe it's like a change of pace from the other season, so they don't want to repeat themselves. So I guess
yeah.
being in
the all world. Right, cool. Well, it all seems positive. And it's great hearing your opinions because I think I'm changing mine. I'm like, okay, I'll give it a chance.
Yeah,
me too.
Okay.
Yeah,
so let's
too.
See. Oliver infiltrates a local military operation run by a man named Ryder. Oliver finds ignorance of the military operation, but Ryder decides to recruit him for his cause instead of killing Oliver. Now, what do you think that was going on? Because okay, you find a guy and you know that he killed your soldier, and then you just accept him like that? Like, what's
yeah.
going on with that? Let's go to you, Mobile World. What do you think?
I was confused a bit about that. I was like,
I'm glad I'm not the only one. I'm like, because I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, I was too. Yeah.
Now he's working for him? I'm like, that was an easy pass.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to you, Joe.
I'm with you guys, man. I was totally confused. I don't know. I guess it's just a plot hole in the script. I don't know.
You?
I don't know, dude.
What
yeah.
about you, Matt?
Yeah, I was a bit confused. First, it kind of made me think a whole deal like in season 1 with that psychotic guy fires all over again. But, man, it totally turned things around. I mean, why would Oliver even work for him? But, okay,
yeah.
I guess so. This
yeah.
time he knows he's got some new skills, and now he's going to work for these guys. I can't wait for more flashbacks.
I know, it's going to be interesting. I want to bring up a point that I don't think I brought up on the last podcast. Detective Lance, or Captain Lance, should I say, what a slime ball, you know, for selling out. Freaking slime ball. Like, I have no respect for that character now, because he's made his deal with the devil. And so now he's trying to get out of it, and I mean, he doesn't get the point. Dark tells him every week the same line, oh, your daughter's in trouble, hello. He's like, oh, damn it. You know,
which is kind of weird.
How many times have we seen that line? I mean, they keep just writing that in where he's like, I'm done, I'm done. And he goes, no, you have a daughter, remember, I'm a killer.
It's kind of weird that he says that, because he's over here, like, getting mad at Anarchy for kidnapping Jessica's daughter. But then he's like, I'm going to do something to your daughter, Captain Lance. It was like, okay, double standard here. What the heck?
Yeah, that
on?
Was crazy there. I thought that was
crazy. I don't
crazy.
Know, but
they
I've lost
Dark
interest in that
badass.
Character. I hope he does have a heart attack or something.
can I ask you something?
He's a slime ball. Because remember, we all thought of him as, like, the Jim Gordon to the Batman.
Yeah.
And now, and of course, I held him up that high. I'm like, he's freaking Jim Gordon for Green Arrow. But then when he does that, I'm like, Jim Gordon would never do that. Are you kidding me? Get out of here.
He wouldn't do that.
Can I ask you something about the last season? Because I missed a couple of episodes in season 3. What the hell happened to Roy Harper, and now what's the name, Willa Holland and Speedy? What happened to Roy? I missed a couple episodes in the third season.
Oh, well, that was the finale.
Wasn't the one where they were all in the streets and everything, and there were like some kind of riot in the streets, all of them attacking people, like the Arrow and everyone?
No. Roy Harper, remember, he had a fake to be the Green Arrow. And then he got captured as the Green Arrow, and then they escaped him, and then,
you
know.
He didn't get killed, did he? And then they,
No, they simulated his death.
Hey, movie world.
But he's out on the run. He's just trying to get a new identity and new life.
Have a new life.
Did they try to kick him out of the show, or is this like an excuse to do that, or did they, like, I don't get, like,
I don't know. Maybe they wanted to bring Sia into the forefront as Speedy, and you know, you can't have Speedy and the Red Arrow because they're the same. So
no, it was his choice to leave. It was the actor's choice to leave. They didn't kick him off.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah,
and that's weird. Why would you leave a franchise like that? Wouldn't you milk it every single
minute? He became
minute?
A fan favorite to me.
You're a superhero.
Yeah. But, you know, actors are actors. They want to try new things, and, you know, that's what they do. So you can't blame them.
Yeah,
you know, they're out there hustling.
But they're running a mill.
But if you're asking me, I'd be the Green Arrow till the day I die.
For sure.
All right, cool. So let's see. We only have 5 more minutes, so let's go around the room. I want to open up the floor to you guys. Anything we have not touched based on Arrow yet regarding the candidate, the floor is yours. Let's go to you, Green Arrow Joe.
Come back to me last.
All right, let's go to you, Movie World. Let's start with you.
I actually enjoyed the episode. I liked seeing the whole kind of Arrow family at the end with her, Speedy, and Black Canary fighting, and then... And that was the sister, right, that they pulled out of the grave at the end when they got to reach out to Lazarus Pit?
Sarah.
Yeah, I think it was pretty good. I was surprised to see Jerry Ryan there. I was like, oh, is she going to be like a regular or just like a one-shot or something?
I think it was a one-shot. She's like scared of her, you know, she's probably scared the freak out that, you know, they kidnapped her daughter. So she's going to lay low for a while.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to see Constantine show up in the episode.
Yeah, I wonder how they're going to bring him in.
Is it this season?
I know definitely this season that he is, but let's take a little gamble here, guys. Let's see how many more episodes till we see Constantine. I say another 2 more, or actually after the winter break. I think they're going to hold him out for like one of those like cliffhangers before the winter break. So I'm going to say around that time. Let's go to you, Matt from Florida. When will we see Constantine?
Probably the week before, like 2 weeks before Legends of Tomorrow premieres, because he's got to do some help in a way to bring Sarah back. Because you can't put someone way that dead into the pit and then all of a sudden come back. Because she's been dead for almost a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the setback for, like, the longer you're dead? Well, like, what will happen?
I have
no idea.
You
become crazier. I think
to put her body in there, Laurel does ask Nyssa to do it, but she says, I don't think it's a good idea.
Hey, but correct me if I'm wrong, movie world. The longer you wait, when the person's dead, they can't come back. Like, if you're bones, you can't come back from that.
Can you come back from bones?
I remember Son of Batman that they couldn't bring Ra's al Ghul back because he was so burnt to the crisp, and then they told Damian, oh, it was not going to work if you put Ra's al Ghul in the pits because he's burned beyond recognition or something. So I think
that's
how deteriorated your body is. It's like,
Interesting. All right, let's go to you, Joe from Arrow.
Joe from Arrow. I totally agree with you, man. I think it's going to be after the winter break in January or February, whatever it is.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah.
That's when we'll see him.
All right, and you, Movie World, when do you think we'll see Constantine?
I'll see, like, 4 episodes into the season, maybe.
Okay.
Nice.
So that would be, the next
2 weeks.
You know, it would have been great for them to do, like, a Halloween type of Constantine, on the week of Halloween. That would have been fun, right?
Yeah.
Nothing like fire in October and demons and ghouls.
or they could go Batman the Long Halloween. How about that?
Oh,
yeah. That would be great. All right, let's see. Movie World, anything else you want to talk about, Arrow?
I heard that I haven't really noticed that there's only the second episode, but they were saying that they're trying to make, like, Oliver, like, more lighter to his comic book counterpart or something like that, like less dark as he was.
Yeah, Joe was just mentioning on how chirpy he was at the joke that they were cracking out the Arrow cape.
What about the what's-his-face? A lot of people are complaining about that Mr. Miracle. I mean, not Mr. Miracle. Mr. Terrific, because say he looks nothing like the comic. He looks like Urkel.
Right. Well, you know, maybe that's his identity. He's the Clark Kent of his Superman. So when he turns into Mr. Terrific, he has a tighter look.
It's funny you mentioned Clark Kent, because in the comics, Mr. Terrific, the second one, he's the second Mr. Terrific. He's got a friendly rivalry with Bruce Wayne, so there's that kind of parallel between, Batman, Superman, with Batman and Mr. Terrific. Yeah.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. All right, Joe, anything from you, sir?
Yeah, I just want to say two things really quickly before you wrap up. I really like the way it seems like the show's getting better. Flash started out kind of rocky, but the second episode was a lot better, and then Arrow started out kind of average, and it seems like they're getting a lot better as they go on, and I'm really liking that. I hope it stays that way the rest of the season. And I also want to say that it seems like Oliver Queen is more focused now that he's not so angry. It seems like his head is more clear.
Right, but why? You could tell he's getting some. That's why.
Oh, God, I didn't even think about that.
You know what I mean? He's just relaxed.
Right.
He's like, you know what?
Yeah.
Fuck it. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, literally, fuck it, yeah.
but that's what I see. That's what I see him. I'm like, oh, yeah, he's relaxed.
You're right,
he's got a
dude,
girl.
Because if I was in bed with Felicity, I'd probably be real chill like that, too, you know?
Right? Yeah. Wouldn't you be like, hey, I can conquer the world now. Get out of here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yep. You're probably right.
All right, cool. Well, thank you guys so much for calling in. This concludes our episode of Arrow Talk. Coming up next is Batman Talk. We're going to talk about Bob Kane getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. So if you want to hear us talk about that, go over to Batman Talk, all one word. And thank you, Joe and Matt, and also Movie World for calling in to the Arrow Talk podcast. Have a good night.
No problem. Good night.
What's the...